This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history rolls. Dynamic banter.
And so I went to Disneyland.
Uh-huh.
You been to Disneyland?
Yeah.
I went to the one in Florida. That's Disney.
The Florida
Disney World.
Yeah, I've been to Disney World.
A few times or?
Once when I was a little kid.
And so you're not a theme park guy?
Not particularly.
Yeah, yeah.
What made
okay.
you what
yeah.
made you hate it?
Do you
I
hate
didn't
it?
Dislike it.
What made you hate Mickey Mouse?
I don't think I have a I gotta go.
It's
it just
a
hasn't
gotcha.
Come up.
It's
that
a gotcha
much.
Podcast.
I mean, you're right though,
I don't,
Mike.
I think if I had like a family, I would be like, let's
sure.
go to the
oh,
theme
see,
park.
See, Mike.
But
now, do you feel bad?
No, I want to dig in. No, because now there's
I wasn't
a story.
Against it.
Do you
I just
think,
haven't been.
Wait. But Disney.
Wait, do you think everyone who hasn't been is against?
No, that's what he thinks. I don't think that. But when someone says, I went when I was a kid and then I never went again and they're like 30, you're like, that person didn't like Disneyland.
No, I had a fun time at Disney World.
Yeah?
I had a fun time.
But you said if I had a family, I'd go and stuff like that. Do you feel like it is largely just a family, like you only go if you have
a
family?
Or if like it's my wife doesn't like theme parks really.
Yeah.
So I
that's
think
a big
that's,
one. That's
a big
one.
Factor. If
yep.
she was like, I want to go, I'd be like, sure. You know. But cuz she's like, I'm not feeling it.
But
I'm
you're
not
just
like
whatever.
I'm not like I got to go. I was.
Mike's kind of like that actually with amusement parks. You're like, I like them, but I'll go, whatever.
Yeah, I'll go every great while.
Yeah. Like someone will be like, "Mike, you want to go to Disneyland?" He'd be like, "No."
Is
and then like a
so
year
many...
later you could ask him again and he'll go like, "All right,
oh, that'd be
fun." I would say that's about where I'm.
Okay,
if you asked me
cool.
twice, I'd be like,
"Dude, that's totally cool." And if your wife is like not into it, like I dated someone for a while who was not into theme parks.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like really close to being like Disney adult, like, you know, but not the standard definition of it.
Okay.
What's the standard definition?
Well, you've heard of a Disney adult, right? You know what a Disney adult
is?
It's someone who's like annoying as
could only
fuck.
Get off
really
if they're in
into
the park.
It.
If they're so into the parks and they're so into the movies and they both are like this entity that is to be worshipped, basically.
Sure.
And they're
it's
just
like a religion,
annoying
yeah.
as fuck about it.
Yeah,
and they're
yeah.
Karens about it in the park. And they're like, we're annual pass holders. It says it's 15% off. And they're like real crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I love it and I'm annoying about it, but not in that way.
Right.
Sure.
You
I'm
did
annoying
confront
about
me
it.
Immediately.
Well,
when I
think Mike's the
I
one that confronted
been recently.
You.
Well, I didn't.
Mike
in all
confronted
fairness,
you. I stood back a little.
I didn't know
fairness.
I was
I didn't know the full
seat.
Story.
I'm
you guys
not the
went,
one who
were
forced
starting
you to hate
to record,
Mickey Mouse.
And then immediately you both turned on me and you're like, what is your problem with this? And I was like, is that what I said?
Well,
listen, if you want to be full of hate on this podcast.
Well, my thing is like, I'm pretty annoying about how much I love Disneyland and stuff like that. And like, to the point where this will give you an idea of how much I love it. I bought this thing that like, so I have an annual pass, right? Like
okay.
I go with my friends and I go with my girlfriend and stuff. And
which
like,
means you can go once a year.
Yeah. Once a year. And that's it. It's $2,000 and you pick one day. Dude, that's what it's going to be like at some point for sure.
Yeah. But it's just you in the park.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm like, this is fun. But
hold on, do it again.
This is fun.
Okay, thank you.
But like wow. So this will give you an idea of how annoying I am about Disney. I saw this thing at the parks that I've been wanting for like a while, and it was like $16 or something. And this past week I went on Tuesday this week actually, and they were on sale for like $8.
Whoa.
And I was like, well shit, I gotta buy it now.
Yeah.
And with the annual pass discount, magic key, sorry, whatever, fuck you, go to hell.
Why do you hate Mickey Mouse?
Man, fuck you, dude. Just the beginning of it. We haven't even introduced you yet.
Yeah.
People don't even know who the fuck you
I didn't
are.
Even roll my eyes or anything. Dude, I didn't even make you say magic
but
key.
I want you to know that I didn't start this. And Mike was the one that was like, why do you hate
Why do you hate it?
Yeah, and we will get to the bottom of it. But
so anyway.
You were like, I sat down. You went, we were really friendly for like a half hour.
Then it was
went,
great.
You said,
yeah.
We're recording
you know
now.
What?
And then you went, are you at Disneyland right now?
You're right.
I said, no, I'm with you guys. And then you went, what's your fucking problem with Disneyland?
We totally hit you right away.
I couldn't even like answer the question. I was like, how did we?
Friendly for years before this day.
It's not fair, but you did agree to do this. So here's what we're going to do. I think what we need, Brad, is a little babbling brook, actually.
That's nice. Oh. That's actually really nice.
It's really cool.
And really reset the vibes, I think.
So what'd you get with your dumb fucking pass?
What fucking garbage?
Now I go
plastic,
way the other way.
What garbage plastic did you buy?
Now I'm staunchly anti Disneyland.
What did you do?
I knew it. I fucking knew it.
You capitalist.
You pushed me.
You capitalist hog.
I didn't know until
you were
like
teetering on the edge, and
I had no
sense
idea.
That, so I'm like, come on the
you
podcast, let's
into
talk
something
about it.
Within
what did you buy?
So I bought this. I bought this $8 thing, which actually ended up being like $6 with my discount.
Nice.
And see, patience pays off. Yeah.
Dude. If you didn't hate Mickey Mouse, you would have joined in.
So check this out.
Well, all right. Mike, all right,
we need the
Michael,
program.
That's not...
I'm done. That's, I think that's the
That's literally
one.
Not how a high five works, and you know
I
that.
Just killed a bug.
That's
Whoa.
Literally impossible.
There were bugs in my home.
Whoa.
There was a little bug on the desk.
Damn, that could have been sleeping on my wife. And now you killed it.
At first, I didn't understand the video element of this, and now I do.
Yeah.
That would have been so
Yeah, you don't need it at first.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I just saved your family from malaria.
Thank you, bud.
So anyway, I bought this thing that was like, it was six. It was ended up being like almost $7, okay? I'll be honest with
this
you guys.
This has
now.
Been all
Listen,
the price.
I just wanted to bump you guys up about $6.
I hope it was a gun.
It was Mickey's gun. It was Mickey. You can buy
so
Mickey's
dark.
Gun in Toontown.
So he's unarmed.
And it comes with one bullet and you spin it.
It's a big white glove.
Yeah. Yeah, you just got
yeah, yeah.
Back.
No fingerprints.
So anyway, okay, so this is going to sound insane. Feel free to make fun of me for it. But what I'm telling you is that this is the type of Disney fan I am.
Okay, okay.
I needed this. Yes. It's a soap dispenser, okay?
Brad hates it.
It's a soap dispenser? I know, I see him getting angry. I see there's actually steam coming out
He's
of his
ripping the table.
Yeah. Your nails are just digging in.
Soap dispenser?
It's a soap dispenser.
Okay.
And it's got Mickey on it. Sorry, I know. I know. Now he's really hot. Turn on the heat. It's got Mickey on it, but he's going like this. Like he's telling you a little secret for some reason. It dispenses soap, my friend.
Out of where?
But it has like a special like spout. So when you like squeeze it, it gives you a little like Mickey shaped soap
foam?
In your hand.
Foam?
That's
good.
And you've got a Mickey.
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't even seem possible.
Dude.
Now I'm more intrigued.
Of course. Of course.
It
the skeptic.
It has a plastic like Mickey shape on the nozzle, and it just like squeezes it out in that shape, and it has this little thing that like makes sure it lands in
Why
your hand.
Why do you think no one wanted that? Why was that on discount?
I don't think people understand what it is.
People didn't test it.
I think people don't know because they just see a soap bottle dispenser and they're like, all right, whatever, I don't need
and
that.
And you gotta know your audience because like no one in that
someone needs
park
to be demoing it
or
COVID.
Is washing their hands.
Listen, I'm not a retail expert, but someone should be there like demoing it for people
yeah
with like a little like I'm saying Anyway.
You wanted to push stuff all day. Fucking touch this.
So that's the kind of Disney nerd I am. I wanted that for so long.
You're like, I'm not one of the crazy ones. I did make them let me test drive a soap dispenser.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I knew it
was
out.
The real
but
deal.
It was, that was the, that did it. That was the conversion on the sale. Dude, I think that's our DB sale of the week.
You think so?
Ooh. I think so. All right, Kevin. Well,
let's hear it.
I just won 250. I'm not joking.
Anyway, guys, so welcome to the show. Wow, what a lovely show we have today. We have a special guest. Well, Mike, why don't you introduce your friend? Because I don't know who the fuck this guy is.
My friend Brad is here.
Well, what's his? Is just named Brad? What's his last name?
I am actually not sure.
I'm not sure. Okay, great. All right, but anyway, Brad's
this is Brad
here.
Wenzel, right?
Wenzel.
Yeah. I called you Wenzel like the pretzels.
Oh yeah, that's got a T in it. I got no T.
Well, it's a perception thing, I think.
Oh, we were told you had tea on the show.
So, oh, yeah. This is actually, we have a hot goss.
Yeah. We have a sponsor if you have low tea. Why don't you stick around? Promo code Dynamic Balls. So, dude, me and Brad have been doing stand-up shows together since pre-pandemic.
Oh, yeah.
And you've been one of my...
You can get pregnant from pre-pandemic.
You can, unfortunately. And that's if promo code Banter and get it right out. Dude, but you've been one of my favorite people to watch in the city for a long time. Thanks. Just because you have a very specific style. And... you're very jokey and you're very kind and warm. Aww. Despite all this Mickey business. I thought you'd be one of the most perfect people to have on this zany podcast that we have. Because you're normally such a good sport.
Oh, yeah. When you said, I was like, because whenever you do podcast, you're always, I'm always like, I don't know why I always ask. I'm like, do I need to bring anything? Do I need to know anything? And Mike was just like, it's wacky and goofy. And I was like, all right, that should be in my wheelhouse. I should be able to pull that
also
off.
Definitely a weird situation walking into
someone's home.
Someone else's home, and you don't really know the dynamic between the two people.
I know there's going to be banter.
There will be banter.
Of a dynamic.
And that's a great assumption.
Quality.
There will be banter should be one of our tour titles.
Right.
That's good.
Like around Halloween.
Yeah. There will be banter.
Yeah. That's where I drink your milkshake.
On stage, live. Yeah. But we felt like we'd make you comfortable, Brad, with the brook. Obviously.
Oh,
did that work out?
I feel great.
And plus, we're going to talk about you a little bit, too, because I think our audience is like, okay,
you guys are friends.
Mike, you guys have done shows together, but what's your story, my friend, and where are you from and shit?
Well, I'll say before you even speak again that you have been on Conan. Several times.
Whoa, cool!
And you have an album out now called Joke, Joke, Joke. And now, what is on that?
It's mostly just like slam poetry. Oh, no, it's
what the fuck?
I get really real.
Yeah. Stop crying.
No, it's just that's my stand-up album. It's on YouTube as well. If this is on YouTube, it's on the same website.
This is a Vimeo podcast.
Oh no, fuck. Never mind. I gotta go.
Okay, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Do these wires make you nervous?
Oh no, not at all. Okay. Everything.
Yeah. What if I told you one of them was attached to my heart?
Ooh, and that would.
And it's a little. The wire's not the best.
It's not a good wire.
I feel a little powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what we try to get you.
Comedy album. What's...
All my riffs are going to land on this show.
Aren't they?
Or I might get a little clumsy.
I'm just a little butterfinger.
Please don't. I want to live.
Could have gotten a little more of that slam poetry.
No. I thought it was hilarious.
I could have drew that bit out a little longer. But comedy album sounds fucking awesome. Like how did you put that together?
I just I've been doing stand up like 12 years, so this was my second album special thing. So it was video and audio, and I toured around a lot to get it ready, and like Mike said, I do a lot of like short jokes and stuff, so I just like put it all together, and then and it's funny stuff.
Certainly is, dude. Your first record was on Third Man Records. Is that true?
That made me so much more nervous than the wire thing. like
my heart's attached to
the
cup.
The idea of like bumping a wire and killing someone, I was like, yeah. But the idea of spilling a coffee,
it's gonna be sticky.
Like,
you really gotta watch the show on the video to see what just happened.
Yeah, it's important that first you listen and then you watch the show.
I'm not joking.
I'm not. If there was one impression that I wish I could do perfectly,
you'll get
it's that guy.
I think you'll hear it enough on the show now that you'll get it.
It's you want to take it for a spin? Yeah. This is a safe place.
Actually, I think that's a great idea. Like, I think every episode now should have us take a spin with the accent.
Yeah, this is the first 30 minutes of the next 40 episodes.
Do you
want
to hear it again and then take it for a spin, or you think
let
you
me
got
do it,
it
from memory?
All right,
and then you play it, and then I'll try to do a connection, and then we play it.
All right.
Okay.
I've just won 250,000. I'm not joking.
I just won 250,000. I'm not joking.
I've just won 250,000. I'm not joking.
I just won 250,000. I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I want to do the hard R on joking so much.
I'm not joking.
But it's not there as much as I want to
Joking.
Joking. I'm not joking. Joking.
I'm not joking.
More?
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm not. Not.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I'm not joking. I'm not joking.
I'm not. I'm not. I'm not joking. I've just won 250,000.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking. I've just won 250,000. I'm not joking. Not joking. But we'll get it.
So is your first album just audio, or there's video
incredible.
Too?
I'm just appreciating. Look, I'm not here every week. So that was insane what just happened.
So Third Man Records, is that Jack White's
That's
record?
Jack White's
Oh, fuck.
Thing, yeah. That was the first.
Was he there?
I met him once. a lot of Jack White fans. Very polite. The first record was with Third Man. And I got to, they got me like backstage passes. It was very Wayne's World-esque. My wife and I got to go see him in Santa Barbara. And
oh, that's
so
cool as
we
hell.
Got to meet him backstage there. But that was like the only time. He wasn't in the back of the club. Like, good one, Brad. That's funny. Like,
you're so good, man.
That guy's funny.
Yeah.
That's what Brad.
But he did like sign off on it. Because I remember in the process of it like coming together, they were like, send us some like audio. Basically, I did a show at the Third Man operation in Detroit.
Sure.
And the two guys who run that really liked it, and I was looking for a comedy label.
Uh-huh.
I was booked to record, and I was like, we're gonna record it and then try to find a label.
Yeah,
I do this show there, they really liked it.
You recorded it at a label and you were like, we gotta take this somewhere.
Well, they were like, we didn't record that show, that was just a show. They had a comedy show at Third Man, and then those guys really liked it, and they're like, we should do something. I was like, I'm literally looking for a label. So it just kind of worked out and stuff. But they were like, send us some audio and stuff, like more of your stuff. And I was like, well, here's the show you guys just saw me do, and here's some other stuff. And then I got like, because this comic, Zach Martina, he booked me on that show. So long story short, I got like a screenshot of a screenshot that was like, Jack likes the gavel joke.
Whoa,
he said lose everything out.
Yeah. So I weirdly knew that, and then I got to meet him at that concert. And
that's
he was
so
very,
cool, man.
He was very nice.
Did he have
soft
hands?
He hugged me, so I don't know what his hands
did. He have a soft body?
What a great answer I had for that. I was like, I couldn't even tell you because we were embracing.
Very
That's
impressive.
The best answer.
No, he was really
did you
friendly.
Shake hands? Yeah. No, we hugged.
All that
we
Mickey stuff hug. Is forgiven, I think.
It was. Because I've been, I like the White Stripes like forever.
Hell
and
yeah.
So it's meeting, like being here to hear with that guy, it reminded me of when you're a little kid and you meet Santa Claus.
Yeah.
It was that same feeling of like, wow, you're 3D as hell.
Yeah.
Jack White is it's the same colors as Santa Claus too.
That's true.
Yeah,
red, white, and black.
Yeah,
and there's white in there. I think
that's the skin part.
Just not just his last name too.
And he had little tiny glasses.
He's white, and his last name is white. First time I'm kind of making that connection.
That's fucking cool, man. I love that. That's yeah, really that cool.
Was, and then, yeah.
That, are that you the only comedian on Third Man?
No,
Murders?
No. They did a handful of people. Okay, they did sure. like Billy Wayne Davis.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. He's so great.
He's kind of, because he's from Nashville. Yeah. So he was, there's a Third Man operation like Nashville and Detroit.
Yeah.
So he was, I think, kind of the Nashville guy, and I was kind of the Detroit guy. That's and then cool. they did like Rory Scovel and Neil Hamburger.
Oh,
a couple,
nice.
Yeah, a couple
Neil
other people.
You're in good
people.
Company.
Yeah, it worked out.
That's
know?
Great, man. Dude, I like your style of comedy very much because it reminds me of like a Mitch Hedberg type
right,
style.
Right, yeah.
And he was my like number one favorite.
Yeah, he was a huge influence. I like all yeah. the all the one-linery
yeah.
guys because a lot of people only know him.
Right.
Which
like Stephen
and he's
Wright
great,
and stuff
but yeah,
like
Stephen
Wright. Love Stephen
Wright. Yeah. Dimitri and Galifianakis.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Like I that's what I liked before I was a comic. So I was like I want to try to be a part of that genre.
Yeah.
Kind of do my own little spin on it and stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
dude,
that's
well,
what I
we
like.
Have a bunch of time left on the episode. Can you do all your jokes?
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah.
no problem.
And then do all of Neil Hamburger's jokes.
Oh, yeah, it's no big deal. I it's good. Hey, it's great to be here.
Please do them on the beat.
The music made it feel a little Seinfeld-y.
Okay, you know what? Yeah, we have a bass player in the jazz club.
Yeah, he actually is pretty good. Here, check out this riff. Here, get it on there, Louie. Get it on, boy, and drum it around. It's sexy, but a bounce.
You ever go to Disneyland?
Yeah, yeah.
So, okay,
you stand in line.
I want to ask about.
It's mostly line.
That's what it is, giant man.
That's Jerry Seinfeld.
There's a line to get into the park. Then you get through that line. There's another line.
Wait in line.
So
I'm writing material. I'm coming up with lines. I'm writing lines in the line.
I need to know Conan stuff. Like, what was that like?
I mean, he beat the shit out of
me. Yeah, he's got big hands.
He's a violent guy.
Yeah. He's
I don't
got,
know
like,
why.
I remember that. I remember the pictures from
the
hospital.
Yeah,
the
big, huge black eye. I was yeah. like, yeah. I just wrote the caption. Just said, why? What?
Well, he's always so mad,
he
too.
Was so nice on camera.
No, but backstage, he's mad.
Man, yeah. Wailing on me. And he's
damn.
Big. You know,
damn.
He's got reach. So
yeah,
he,
absolutely.
He sorry clocked me in unprovoked sucker punch.
Damn.
Coward.
And then you had to do your set after that.
Yeah. No, this was after.
It was
after. You would never do it before.
Sure. Smart.
The weird thing
so
was
smart.
I went back two more times.
Well, I heard that yeah. the PAs will come over and be like, it's almost time. And you're like, what are you talking about?
They're like, you'll know.
Yeah. You'll know. It's almost time now.
It's gonna hurt you bad.
No, he was really, really kind and thoughtful and nice. But
yeah.
it's so much funnier to say he
yeah.
beat the shit out
yeah.
of
yeah. yeah. Do you guys still talk?
But, we text a lot and I'm like, enough. You
yeah.
know, like he's always
he just seems he seems like an it. Annoying texter.
Conan,
just
I'm
constantly.
In the movies. Yeah, leave me alone.
I told
yeah.
you I'd be here.
I'm right. in that group chat with him and Michelle Obama.
Sure,
it's just like I had to mute it because it's yeah. just like I'm busy.
Do you,
know?
You guys do you go to like a clothing store, like a thrift store, and then try stuff on and then send that picture to that group chat? And like, what do you guys think?
Maybe you'd like this. Sometimes you say after that. When you send a picture.
This is kind of a Michelle jacket, I think, but I think
this
I'm pulling
is
it off.
Screaming yeah. Michelle at me. Am I wrong?
This jacket is giving.
Giving Michelle. Big Michelle. Stupid. That's cool, man. And like so that's that. Like any interesting Conan stories or anything like that, or
I'm trying to think.
Did
if
you throw
anything
up in their bathroom
particularly interesting? I mean, it was very exciting and surreal and stuff because that's another person I was like a fan of.
Mm.
And so getting to meet him, I got to meet like Bob Newhart on one of them because he was
oh my
one of the other guests. So that
yeah.
was pretty cool.
What the fuck?
And
the oldest comedian there's ever been.
Dude,
yeah.
he was great. Did you watch
he's
his
awesome.
Shows?
Oh yeah, yeah. I love his albums and stuff too.
Yeah.
He's like pretty timeless.
Yeah.
yeah.
He kind of he's like well, not underrated. I think he's appropriate. Like everyone I think appreciates Bob Newhart, but I don't know if people realize like he had kind of invented like cerebral comedy.
Hmm.
Whoa. Like kind of like what if this happened? Like no one before then it was
no
just
one
like,
was doing hypotheticals. Yeah, before Bob Newhart.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Yeah, like he or at least he made it mainstream.
Sure, sure. Cool.
He's an interesting. His whole story is pretty interesting.
Yeah, that's cool.
You guys
as
should
hell,
get him on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You should
can
get
we
Bob
do that,
Newhart.
Kevin?
Yeah. No, he's alive.
He's alive?
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
That blows my mind.
He just wants you to think that he's alive.
Can we get Bob Newhart on the show? That'd be so awesome.
Kev said, give me a second.
Well, I think, well, like,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, the stutter was part of it.
Let me try to do Bob Newhart.
Go ahead.
I've just won $250,000.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
It's perfect, Mike. It's getting better as we sit here.
Not joking.
I'm not joking.
I'm not joking.
Very good.
Dude, that's cool, man. Meeting Bob Newhart and doing Conan, like, on the same breath.
Yeah, that was a crazy day. Fuck. Yeah. And everything dried up after that.
Yeah.
But that was a peak that week. I really, actually, a lot of these stories are from the same week.
Yeah.
I had a really good week in, like, 5 years ago.
And I've been kind of
genuinely. It just occurred to me now. It's like Conan, Bob Newhart, and the meeting Jack White. That was
the
in
same
one
week. Dude, that's
and
like the heroine of
nothing
time.
Happened
totally.
After
like,
that.
Isn't that crazy?
I peaked.
The closest thing I have to that is I saw Fight Club and American Beauty in the same night.
Whoa.
At the theater that when it opened.
How'd you process that?
Dude, it was like getting hit with art cinema right in the face.
Yeah.
All night.
Somebody socked you with art.
Dude, I got punched
by
Brad Pitt.
Got the old O'Brien.
And then I got my dick
sucked
by O'Brien
Haymaker.
What's his name? Kevin Spacey. Yeah, and then I got my dick sucked by Kevin Spacey.
Holy shit. Damn, dude. I don't know if that's like a congratulations thing.
No, it was cool, man.
Oh, it was. You wanted it.
Yeah, I'm in. You okay? Are you okay?
I don't think I'd be okay with it.
I'm fine.
I didn't get offered, though.
So
no big deal. the brick. Did anyone else notice the brick?
No.
It popped up a little bit.
It's what we got closer to.
You made the brook laugh.
The brook had something to say.
That was like, it had the cadence of laughter.
Yeah.
The brook gave you a little extra.
I do that.
Our studio audience is a brook.
That's our target audience. Yeah.
So I want Brad and Mike Falzone, like, comedy. Like, where'd you guys meet each other and, like, is that a funny story or
I'm gonna
that's
guess
a good question.
Here
yeah.
probably a very average way that comedians meet. We were on a show together at 11:30 at night that no one came to.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
But
yeah.
I think I met you doing the heavy low low at Bar Lubitsch.
Yeah, that's a I think that's true.
I saw you around before that, but I don't remember like seeing you at open mics or anything like that.
Right.
I think it was at that show, and we had a show every Tuesday that was sparsely attended
for
the
most
part. It was so much fun. Everyone was fucking like either drunk or delirious. It's like only the craziest people are out when the show starts at 11:30 on
a
Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So I always remember the people who would still like try and still be like really
that's
funny.
That's like the nicest thing anyone said.
Dude, but you know, there's two types of people. There's people who would be like, fuck, I can't believe I even said yes to this. And then people who were like, no, we're here. This is weird. Let's have
let's
fun.
Let's go for it. Yeah,
so
yeah.
Brad was one of the try people.
Oh,
and
man,
do you remember a similar perspective of meeting Mike in that sense?
I mean,
and keep in mind, I said a lot of nice things about you first.
Yeah, do keep that in mind. And the Brooks here, so.
I remember meeting Mike, and Mike was very funny and nice. And then I was like, had to like slowly understand you as a person. Because in comedy, it's pretty like you can kind of, it's usually very like, oh, this guy is like here in comedy.
Uh-huh.
It's usually pretty easy to read. Whereas you are more mysterious.
Why? Because
you are like older than me in life, but I think like younger than me in comedy. But then also like had like a following as well.
Yeah. He's getting you back for the Mickey.
But then we're like doing like terrible, like doing like open mics and stuff. Like doing shows that weren't like necessarily glamorous. And I was just like, oh, Mike, I think Mike's doing his career backwards. I was like, this guy, he has fans. I understand
but
that.
But not for being funny.
No, you were funny. It was just like slowly serious funny.
Yeah.
It's like where I did like comedy, and in the hopes of trying to find audience, hasn't worked out.
Yeah.
And Mike had an audience.
You gotta wait till
already,
you're
and then I was like, oh, okay. And then I kind of understood, but it took me a while to be like, what is Mike famous? Yeah, kinda, like, but he's newer to stand up.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
You know what I mean?
I learned,
but it wasn't a negative thing. It was
No, dude.
I was like, that's unique.
It's realistic
as well. Yeah.
I learned how to do like the club stand up stuff out here, mm-hmm. where here is the worst place to like learn how to do.
Yeah,
it.
That's hard mode.
A lot of people
sure.
like. Learn how to do it because you can get so many reps in New York City or places where like there's so many things so close, but
yeah.
here everything's so spread out and it's kind of tough to get shows, so it's hard to like build yourself and learn quickly here.
Right.
But that's what I was doing, and then I realized that that was backwards. Too late. Yeah. Today was the day I did.
Just now. Five minutes ago?
Yeah. But
really,
I can't even
Bob
like...
Newhart, similar thing though. He recorded a comedy album.
Uh-huh.
He was like doing radio, recorded a comedy album, wasn't like a working comic.
Yeah.
The comedy album was huge, and then he was kind of straight to theaters.
Oh wow.
And had to learn how to
be
a comic, yeah. like be on stage.
Dude,
like,
he was like the Trevor Wallace of the 80s.
Kinda, yeah. Or of the 60s, yeah.
The
but 60s. Yeah, yeah. But it's like, yeah, sometimes
before,
that's how it goes.
And this was before the shows and so, like before he did like the Newhart show.
Yeah, yeah,
Bobby
that came
show.
That all came.
That's
his
so
comedy
cool.
album like one album of the year, not comedy album of the year, but like album of
the
year.
Fuck?
Wow.
Yeah. It's his story's crazy, but it reminded me, we were just talking about it, but I was like, he had a similar thing where he was like, okay, people already think I'm funny. Now I have to figure out the standing and talking into a microphone.
Yeah,
aspect.
Dude.
Yeah.
Being funny on
Live.
The internet in the years that we came up, like I was on YouTube in like 2006.
Oh, wow.
So figuring out how to like film yourself and then cut yourself.
You
to
had
the
to
way
mail in
funny.
A tape back then.
I had to mail a tape to YouTube.
They had to approve it too.
Yeah. And I was, all throughout my 20s, I was a musician, like not trying to be funny.
Oh, okay.
So I had to like switch with a little bit of an audience, and then half those people dropped off because they're like, I don't know what you're doing now. Like, what are you doing? Go, where's the guitar?
Okay.
And so it was weird to like make that switch and try to figure it out. It
he's
was very
not
backwards.
Joking.
I'm not joking.
Man, if I could have done an Australian accent, it would have been so good.
I wasn't joking.
We should all try at the end, I think. Yeah. We'll
right.
hear it a few
Kevin,
more
I
times.
I'm not joking.
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 Joking.
Jark.
I'm not jarring.
There's not enough because I'm trying to jar.
You gotta be like jar.
Jar.
Say jar.
I'm not jarking.
Yeah, jarking.
I'm not jarking.
Jar.
That's good.
I'm not jarking.
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 Out back.
I just nailed it on the first time like that.
Blooming onion.
Dingo babies.
I'm not jarking.
Dude, this guy's like New Zealand.
Yeah.
Nor dingoes in New Zealand.
And so,
I heard that has like literally nothing to do with Australia.
What
like,
dingoes?
No, Outback Steakhouse.
Oh,
like,
that's
oh, probably
not. They just made up they're like, we need a thing.
That's
yeah.
so funny.
Picked a random thing.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
there's no correlation. Yeah. Like,
they're like, what if we made an Australian restaurant? We're all Americans, but.
We'll sell American food.
We'll fly to Australia.
Australian.
Yeah. yeah.
Like,
we'll
hey, anybody see where we put those steaks? Oh, they're out back. Oh, like Australia. It was just called the steakhouse before that.
I'm not joking.
It's funny,
I'm
before joking. Before the internet, they were just like, let's just bet people don't know that much about
yeah.
Australia.
Yeah. Right,
and
right.
they
right.
won huge.
They're yeah. like, what do they yeah. like over there? Onions?
I don't know. These are Australian French fries. You're like, all right.
Australian French fries.
Yeah, they're upside down.
All right. I'm glad they didn't lean too far into it. Like the boomerang.
Dude,
home
do you
bar.
Think Australian people are like the toilets go backwards in the United States?
Yes.
do you think they care about that kind of stuff?
Well, how much do we care about it?
I remember that was like my first valid point. Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
Do you think that they're so backwards up there? Backwards.
Mike, I don't. I
it's
don't
2023,
wanna...
Mike.
Turned around.
Australian accent.
Yeah. Yeah, Mike. Yeah. What's wrong with you?
This is how I get kicked off SNL.
Brad, it's time for an uncomfortable moment on the show where we do the ads. So feel free to chime in if you want.
Yeah, I mean, I can take this. I'll read them. Yeah.
Mike and I got to keep the lights on. And you see these lights? The only way they stay on is if we do this part of the show.
Kevin's not going to turn on these lights themselves.
Very good. Guys, your first ad today is from Factor. Isn't that nice?
I forgot to turn the drums off.
Guys, we love Factor. And, you know, it's nice to factor in time.
Perfect.
Don't you think, Mike?
Yes.
And convenience. And it's spring, guys. Spring's coming.
Who doesn't have time in their day for time and convenience?
Do you know what this is yet?
I don't know if I'm allowed to. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk because I'm like, I don't. But the comedian in me wants to talk, but the broke person in me is like, I don't want to fuck with their money.
Yeah.
Well,
those are both right.
Like, how serious is this?
We can and do cut things out.
Promo code JUICE. I'm just making up.
Yeah, right in the middle. Right in the beginning of the ad. Guys, but listen, spring is coming, and you know what you need, Mike?
What?
And Brad. Nutritious, convenient meals to energize you for warmer, active days, and...
I was going to say exactly that.
Keep you on track for reaching your goals. Factor is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit. Did you know that?
Yeah, I think I do that.
I was either going to say number,
I don't know why.
I was going to say number one or number two.
And can help you fuel up fast with ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and tackle everything on your to-do list. Isn't that nice?
You could go to the store.
Yeah.
You finally have time to go to the store.
You have time to go to the store for once. And with 34 plus chef prepared, dietitian approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Kevin, woo! Plus, check this out, dude. I bet you didn't know this, dude. You can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 plus add-ons, including breakfast, like eggs.
Whoa!
Isn't that fun?
This is egg bites.
Trying to do an impression of one Beatle. that's
what it sounds.
That's
like.
A callback
like.
To. Did we say that off, Mike?
No.
That I was saying that when I try to do.
You can't show them.
Oh, I can't.
Do not.
Oh,
yeah.
Not show my bad.
That's a secret. Only you get to see it.
Yeah. You and me are the only people who have that.
Guys, okay. And I'll tell you what. There are 45 plus add-ons like and breakfast items like egg bites. And the guy that can't keep it. Can't talk about certain kinds of food. There's also smoothies. And more. Guys, so if you're interested in getting these delicious meals delivered right to your door, as I and Mike and myself am, the three of us, head to factormeals.com/banter50 and use that code banter50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code banter50 at factormeals.com/banter50 to get 50% off your first box. Thank you, Factor.
Thank you, Factor.
Promo code JUICE.
We're probably going to have to cut that part.
Right, sorry about that. I'm sorry. Today is not juice.
No.
It could be.
It was Banter 50?
Banter 50.
Man, that's an easy way to remember
that you'll get 50.
Way to save.
Yeah. It's 50% off.
You're a natural.
You're a natural.
Man, I'm like Mad Men over here.
Yeah.
Guys, what rhymes with cramps?
Cramps.
Just one word. Go ahead. Throw it out.
Clamps?
Yes. And with stamps.com, you're gonna never have to go to the post office ever again.
You guys got stamps.com?
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. Yeah, yeah, we're up there, dude.
You're starting to get a better picture for what the show is all about.
Pretty yeah. Great. This is big time.
I can't wait till you tell Conan O'Brien you hung out with us guys.
Dynamic banter.
Excuse me. Guys, here's the deal. Let me give a shout out to Kevin Plackey right now. Because you know what? Because Kevin works tirelessly behind the scenes.
Yeah.
To make this show smell and look nice. He's doing a great job over there. And his contribution to this show enables us to focus on what we do best.
Which is?
Being a couple male. Of knuckleheads.
Exactly. I thought that was a good one.
The mail.
I didn't even make up a promo.
Delivering mail. But, what every person... moment and penny counts in your business, Brad. You can't afford to take any of them for granted. And with stamps.com, they get it. Because for 25 years, Michael, they've been helping businesses like ours save time and money. That's right. And it's so that we can focus on the business. And knowing stamps.com has all your postage needs covered with premiums, discounts, and great rates.
Since 98.
That's right. Yeah. Actually, if you want to know the real truth behind that, it's 25 years. So
whoa.
How long ago was that?
2008.
For 25 years, that was 1998.
What are you, fucking dumb?
Now. Until we have a chance to kind of double check.
And then
check
you were all like, let's suss that out.
So, since 1998, stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses.
Whoa. If a train leaves 1998 at 7 miles an hour.
Guys, you can also get access to the USPS and UPS services you need right from your computer at any time, day or night. No lines, no traffic, no waiting.
You've got...
That's right. And guess
dude,
what?
You're really good at this.
I'm firing on all
yeah,
cylinders.
Yeah, yeah. And you don't need to leave your home. So it was the celebration started a little
I don't know. I thought you for some reason I thought you were saying telling me I don't need to leave my home.
You don't need to leave your home. Here.
But
you
need
to
leave everybody.
Now. You don't need to leave my home.
You need to leave Mike's home. Not and come to my house.
Why don't you just go in the living room and watch TV for a while?
I genuinely don't know if I'm supposed to talk or anything like that.
No, it's fine.
Definitely fine. So
I wouldn't have said it. I thought,
no, it's good. It's good.
I thought we could do bits.
No, you're doing great.
This whole show is bits. Okay. And the ads have bits on bits. And so get those bits going, baby.
I'll behave.
Of course not. Don't be ridiculous.
Set up your business for success when you get started with stamps.com today. And sign up with the promo code JUICE. Sorry, BANTER. For a special offer. That includes a 4-week trial. It's a 4-week trial and free postage and a free digital scale.
Yes.
Nice. You can just loves it. Have you ever wondered what all the pennies in your pocket weigh?
Every day of my life.
You could drop them on that free digital scale, bro.
Have you ever wondered how hard you could do this?
Yeah. How many pounds you could put down on there? What do you bench?
Huh?
And I'll tell you guys, if you use that promo code BANTER, you're going to get that 4-week trial plus free postage and that free digital scale. And there's no long-term commitments or contracts. You just go to stamps.com, you click the microphone at the top of the page, and you enter that code BANTER. That's right. You enter the code BANTER to get that 4-week free 4-week trial, free postage, and the digital scale. Thank you, stamps.com.
Thank you, stamps. I'm not jarking.
And guys, last but not least, we love talking about Squarespace here, don't we?
You guys got Squarespace?
We got Squarespace.
Damn.
We love it.
Wow.
And we've been in business for some time.
That's right. Mike and Squarespace have been in bed for a little bit.
That's
genuinely
true.
Genuinely.
Okay. On the
These
internet.
Are all heavy hitter.
There are videos of me in bed with Squarespace on the internet.
There are photos. The paparazzi took them.
And find all those paparazzi photos of my feet and more on MikeFalzone.com, which is a Squarespace website.
That's right. And guys, you know Squarespace is excited to sponsor this podcast because they are one of the longest running sponsors on our show.
Oh, wow.
Because Mike Falzone is a Mike Falzone site.
That's 100% right, Steve.
It's MikeFalzone.com.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Take a look.
Check that out.
And with Squarespace, you can make your own website, just like MikeFalzone.com. Go to MikeFalzone.com right now to see what a Squarespace website can look like.
I'm doing it.
He's going right now. Brad, describe the experience.
Wow, I like the interface.
That's also my favorite part.
A smooth, sleek design.
An award-winning template type design.
I was about to say the template.
Which template did I use, you're saying?
It's called the template.
Sandstone.
Darude? Guys, Squarespace is the all-in-one platform for building your brand and growing your business online. Stand out with a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything. Your products, content you create, and even your time.
You guys are going to be in Salem, Oregon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 100%
how you find
right.
Out.
Yeah.
You
and
find
you didn't
that
know
out.
That. You would never have known that because I would never have told you if it weren't for Squarespace.
The fine folks at Squarespace.
We're going to let the other shows take over from here.
So, guys, Squarespace is a wonderful place to get your website started. You want to sell stuff. You want to advertise stuff. You want to showcase stuff. Guess what? Squarespace is the place to do so. We're talking easy peasy right out of the... You don't even need to install nothing. You can do it on your phone. You can do it on your computer. You don't need to know anything. You can do it while you're flying to Seattle. So, if you guys want to get in on this Squarespace jam... Go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, use that offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Digital scale. Oh.
Man, it really sounded like you enjoyed that.
That's right, squarespace.com/banter. For that free trial, when you're ready to launch the site, use that offer code BANTER and you'll save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Thank you so much, Squarespace. Yeah. Guys, that's it for the ads.
Oh, boy. Did you have a good time?
I did.
Yeah. You're not supposed to know 100%, but it's just the feeling that you get. Do you think you had a good time?
Yes.
It's great.
You think you had it. That's nice. Like when you leave, you're going to be like, I think I had a good time.
I felt, this is a, like very buzzwordy, but I felt gaslit.
Sure.
And that Mike would look at me like, you can say dumb shit. And then you would look at me like, stop saying dumb shit.
No.
And so then I was like, are we ripping no, or not? And you'd be like, no, we definitely are. And then you'd be like, stop.
Well, I definitely ran with juice. I ran with that juice bit.
You did that, and then that just muddied the waters even more.
That's a $400 joke.
No, I mean, I think this show is very, that's a hot mic right there, Brad.
It is.
And you can feel free to use it whenever you want, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank
you. That's why you're in that seat. We didn't put you in that seat to say... Don't say stuff.
That's a good point. You know how long we've done this show and we really have not had that many guests, truth be told?
Maybe two handfuls of guests.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. And you're
there was
definitely
the incident.
You are not well, yeah.
We don't talk about it.
Right.
We don't.
Kevin's upset. You made Kevin upset. So
well.
This was nice.
He usually doesn't do that with his hands.
I've never seen him do that with his hands. He pulled one of his fingers off for the people not watching the video.
Kevin being all sad isn't going to bring that family back.
It's true. That's true.
This
and
podcast
we don't...
murdered a family.
So what I'd like to do right now, if you guys are cool
not during
with
the
it,
ads.
The ads are done. Please respect the ads. But
it's
I wanted
so dark today.
Promo code family.
I wanted to do a nice thing before we do before we jump into the history roads, and give us all a nice opportunity to kind of just plug what we're up to and stuff, and you know, that way people some people don't stick around through the end. Let's be honest.
You got to get them in the middle if you want them to come to the shows.
Yeah, well, the history roads is the section where you know we read everybody's little stories and stuff, and I think people like to listen to see if maybe their story got in.
Oh, nice.
So as an opportunity to grab as many listeners as possible in this potential moment.
Yeah.
I'd love for you to potentially... do you want to promote
plug
something
some stuff
that you're working on?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm all over on the road doing shows, so I got an email list. Well, follow me on Instagram so I look bookable, okay. But sign up for that. Sign up for the email list so I can actually notify you about the shows.
Yes.
But I'm at Brandwins on Instagram. And then, like Mike said, the specials on... YouTube and vinyl. So if you're a vinyl person, I'll mail you a record.
Nice. Very nice. Do you have any with you today?
Nope.
Didn't even think about giving one to your friends.
Interesting.
Okay, is that it
for
your plugs?
I don't got stamps.
I think it is. Mike, you got any plugs?
I got so many plugs. On May 11th, I'm going to be trying new stuff for a long time in the lab at the Hollywood Improv with a bunch of my friends, Miranda Meadows, Pap Johnson, and maybe our good friend Brad if he's free. Brad, are you booked up on the 11th?
I'm out of town.
That's too bad. On May 12th, me and Steve...
I'll be at Disneyland.
Me and Steve are going to be in Salem, Oregon on May 12th. Kevin's going to be there. Zoe's going to be there. It's going to be a great time. Watch us bank some episodes because there's some travel coming up. Tonight, I'm at the Westside Comedy Theater in Santa Monica. Tomorrow, I'm at the Comedy Store twice. I'll be running there to this song at 8 and 10:30 in the Belly Room. May 31st is going to be Surrounded over there in San Diego. June 2nd is the next Surrounded show in the main room of the Hollywood Improv. I want to remind everyone that vinyls are finally on their way. I know it's been a long wait, and I'm sorry about that. We ran into a lot of complications. Do you run into vinyl complications after the pandemic?
It was surprisingly pretty smooth, but I think it was just the timing of it.
I'm just trying to relate on one thing this episode.
Nope.
Please.
We have been working.
I'm not going to come on here to lie.
I like that about you, Brad.
Steve likes it, but I hate
you. You were unapologetically yourself, and I appreciate that.
Please.
I went with a place out of Toronto.
Yeah.
Relatively few hiccups.
Sure.
I'm sorry you had a tough time.
If we can get the name of that place, that would be for the best.
A precision pressing.
Oh, you're plugging them pressing on the show. Okay.
Huh. It's not really the
promo
ads
code.
Part.
Yeah, we're done with the promo part.
Dude, also Kevin's been working really hard on Patreon content, and it's been so good. We just released a clip of something we did the other day, but you got before the banters, you have sketches, you have weird things that me, Steve, and Kevin think up, and it's so much fun. Different concoctions are there as well. We're releasing a recipe book, and it's all going to be on Patreon.com.
Yeah, I've been working with sugars. Lots of different sugars.
Yeah.
Granulated.
Steve has his own brand
white
of sugar.
Processed.
Yeah.
I've actually been messing with powdered. Do you guys ever heard of stevia?
I have heard of stevia.
Highly toxic stuff.
Yeah.
I'm messing with it.
You're right. Making your own brand of stevia. Stevia Zaragoza.
That's right, Mike.
You have beautiful eyelashes. I've never noticed that
before.
Thank
you. I do
moment.
Have very, like, they're very,
very
long.
Nice.
They're long and luscious.
They look like Statue of Liberty eyelashes.
Just imagine these butterfly kisses.
Damn, dude. I'm going to come.
Mike, that's really cool, man. Nice work. Good job on the plugs, everybody.
History Road is a section of the show where people write in stories that they think are interesting.
History.
And then we read some of them after they're screened by Kevin.
History.
Very few uninteresting stories make it through now that we have Kevin.
History.
Is that right?
Well, this is a long story from
history.
worth maybe the whole history of Rose.
Oh, my sweet goodness. We have to catch Brad up on who Mason is. After the song, though.
Okay. Please no bits during this.
History. Absolutely.
Do you see how we clearly defined where we didn't want bits?
Okay.
No looking around during this part.
Don't look around during this part. I don't want any trouble. I love that. You're doing great, Brad. You're great. So,
this is the biggest thing I've done.
Were you nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, we heard about you were unbookable for years.
I'm the only comic who got, this is hacky, I got canceled due to lack of interest.
That's a Reno, Nevada joke.
Fuck yeah, yeah.
All right, go.
Well, we have a friend named
Johnny Carson.
lack
of interest. Lacking wild stuff.
Very good. Very good. Was that New Zealand?
Canceled.
Should we keep the synthwave stuff going?
I'm a big fan.
All right.
I like it.
Brad?
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a jet ski.
So we have a friend
going through a digital forest.
Steve,
no.
What just happened?
So we have a
what just happened?
So we have a
sometimes his don't move falls on. Out of us.
Don't move on. What just happened?
Sometimes Steve has a thing where he can't keep all of his spit in his mouth because of self-control.
Don't move on.
No, you tell me what just happened.
What do you mean, man?
You have to explain
what just happened.
I'm sick of explaining it. My wife built this table with her bare
hands. Explain it like it was a crime, because I'm pretty sure.
Well, Your Honor.
It was a crime.
It's very close to actually being a crime.
Your Honor, I was doing my podcast, Dynamic Banter.
Uh-huh.
Right? Who was there?
it's not a joke.
Because it seemed like an alone thing.
How did the alone thing wind up in the public eye?
But not only were there three people present.
Yeah.
And everyone
but
was
were,
ready to move
there
on.
There were 17 cameras pointing at you.
It looked like something I should have done in the bathroom.
Yeah.
With no one else around.
Yeah, after toothpaste.
And your reaction was very like, oh, this is that part of the show.
Yeah. That's exactly, dude, good. And that shows you what a great comedian you are and how well you could read the room. That's exactly the
You were so like, and here we go.
And let's go to History Roads.
And I, as an outside observer.
Yeah, see all of it.
I demand an explanation.
Yeah.
Of what.
Well.
Go ahead.
I mean, I.
Go ahead. One of you two has to explain it.
I can't. I have to explain it. I guess, you know, I couldn't tell you.
So you're like,
I actually don't know what happened.
We do some riffing.
Yeah, you know. That part was.
We'll talk to the guests a little bit. We don't normally have a guest, but sometimes we do.
It's
and
special.
Then we have, you know, we'll talk about that and what you know, whatever's going on in our lives.
Yeah.
Then
some
we,
plugs
we do
if we
the
have
ads.
Plugs.
We gotta pay the bills.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And we'll talk for a little bit. We'll set up the It's History Road.
Yes.
Sounded like a pretty like over the plate segment.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say like it made a lot of sense. You're like these are people's stories.
Yeah,
they write in, we read them.
Yeah,
and a lot of people tune in to find out.
Yeah.
if
their stories
their story got. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, that is like that makes total sense to me
and
as
then,
a podcast segment. And then you spit on the table.
And that has been History Road. And then my favorite part is being faced with it.
Do you remember what happened just before that happened? Because maybe we could get to the bottom of this.
I have no idea
together.
What happened.
Yeah.
I blacked out.
Yeah.
I can't. Yeah.
There's been a few moments of mild confusion where I'm like, do it. Can I talk during the ads or no? I'm getting mixed signals.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I felt like we were pretty much on the same page
mm-hmm. until
I'm like, I'm feeling it out. I'm trying to blend into the show.
Right.
And then, you spit on the table.
Yeah.
And then my level of kind of comfort.
I don't know how I got here.
Yeah.
That's how bewildering that was.
So there's a fan of our show who is a pet mortician.
Oh, okay.
Like, legitimately, he's a pet mortician.
This is not going to explain what you wanted to explain.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you still want to talk about it? We could try to get there.
Well,
who's we?
Well,
so far there's been zero attempts.
I guess. I want to know what happened just before.
They were talking. You were trying to introduce this, so I think you got annoyed that they were.
Whoa!
Oh, is that why?
Is that what it was?
It was like a tantrum.
That's not what was feeling. That's not what was happening in here.
What was happening in there?
Well, in here, I'm having a great time. Okay. I'm in love with both of you guys.
Okay. So where? How do we get from there to spitting on the table?
So
you even
out.
Trying to kind of make sense of it. Well, not even close.
What we should point out is that the spitting itself isn't common. That was different than what we're
It was about. Different.
Yeah. Normally
yeah.
It's not actual.
That's not a regular thing.
I mean,
no.
There
okay,
has
so because you reacted
in,
like
but not
one time I spit on
thing.
My arm.
In my mind?
Yeah.
One time I spit on my arm on the show.
He did. So I've seen him spit places, and I know I guess I know that it's a possibility. It's not my favorite when it happens on my furniture. But it does happen sometimes.
I pulled
okay.
up my
okay.
sleeve.
That's
and
why you were like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
And he's never explained it in the past, so we've kind of just gotten used
to it. I actually don't. I don't know if I.
You weren't agitated.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You were having a good
Zero
time.
Zero
And then you
we
look.
We should at, just. I mean, there are 17 cameras.
We should take a break and look at
we,
it.
Well. eventually. We might be able to make some sense of it.
It's like the Zapruder footage.
Yeah, if you yeah. if you see here. All right.
Why'd you do it?
We have a friend named Mason. It's going to bother you for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Why would you do it?
I guess the only difference between me and you is I stopped asking.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
That, but that's the only difference.
You've been in this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is day one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're like, this is just that kind of office.
Isn't yeah. it? Yeah. Don't you think it yeah. would have, well, where would we be if we had just
also,
moved on,
no,
you think?
No,
we'd
not
be
even,
probably
if I
done.
Came off yeah. judgmental.
No,
not
at all.
Intention.
Not at all. Not
Genuinely
at all.
Genuinely curious.
No, no.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. Because we moved on. Because now we've been dwelling on it a while. But initially, we moved on way too quickly.
Yeah.
And yeah,
so
I understand.
Now
understand.
I've calmed down. I went, you know what? It just happened.
Yeah.
We don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
No, and I think it's completely not, it's not inappropriate to want to know what happened.
Right. Not coming, yeah, not
yes,
coming
not,
from a place of
Not
of,
at all. Yeah,
judgment.
No, I understand. Like, if I was.
Genuine confusion.
I would say maybe keep it in mind if you go to shake hands when the show is over.
Yeah, that's actually something really to
Maybe
consider,
keep it in
yeah.
the back of your
I'm
mind.
Because you
Mickey
spit on the
to
table and wiped it up with your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And my wife sits there when we do our podcast, so I'll probably have to hit it with a mop.
I guess I haven't met that her yet. But
oh, you will.
After she sees that clip.
Yeah.
So we have a listener, a friend of the show actually now, who is totally a pet mortician.
Oh, wow.
He, like, picks up animals when they die, which is something we don't really, like, talk about or think about, really, right?
Right, right.
Like, we think about, like, when a relative dies or, like, when we die.
What?
You know, sometimes someone will come in
Hold on,
and take your body away. You didn't know that?
No, keep going.
What?
Well, I'm listening.
You guys say it.
Well,
I just become aware of my mortality for the very first time.
And
wait, what?
Huh? Party don't last.
Right after not understanding the spit, you're like suddenly like, what? Death?
Wait a minute. Is that what that was?
It's like an equally weird guest.
Yes. Yeah. I don't understand mortality.
But, so yeah, this guy comes and picks up dead pets and stuff. So he calls himself, this is actually the first time I've heard himself call, himself this. Mace Ventura.
Mace Ventura.
Because his name is Mason.
Yeah.
Mace Ventura, pet mortician.
Very good.
The donkey story. So a little bit of a backstory on this. Mike and I were walking around the neighborhood and bumped into this man's wife.
Oh.
Complete happenstance, dude. Wow. Like, she's like, I know you guys because my husband, Mason, is the pet mortician. Wow. And we, you know, we've gotten like a few stories from the pet mortician about like,
right.
you know, picking up a duck or something. Didn't he come pick up
crazy
a duck?
Shit.
Like crazy
he has
shit.
Crazy stories.
So wow. her wife, or his wife was like, nice to meet you guys. Oh man, it's Mason's not gonna believe I bumped into you guys. And then we were talking about the pet mortician thing, and she was like, oh yeah, so many stories, like the donkey story. And we were like, excuse us now? The what story?
Okay.
We didn't hear the donkey story. We don't know what the donkey story is.
But we know it has lore.
She goes on to say it's one of the craziest pet mortician stories he has.
Oh my goodness.
And it involved him going to like a hardware store to get like tools.
Holy shit.
And we were like, had not heard this story. Please make him explain.
You were like, give me a table to spit on.
We need a table to spit on now.
Well, catch my spit.
I'm losing my mind over here.
I will say, since the spit thing happened, and then you went to set up all this context, which is very important to make the story make sense. Yeah. Not just for me, but the people listening. I will say, you pivoted from spitting on the table to you went full NPR.
Yeah.
Right? You really shifted.
Yeah, there's a lot going on.
There is a shift.
I appreciate it. No, you're doing great. I just was like,
Thank you.
You have just a spectrum of broadcast.
Yeah.
Steve's on the spectrum
truly
for sure.
Truly a spectrum. Truly. The Dodgers still aren't sure where exactly. But thank you. Yeah.
Oh,
you're
doing great.
You know, it's crazy. I can definitely clean up my shit.
Right.
When I need to.
Clean up the table, dude.
And I will clean up the table after the show. Where's my camera, Kevin? So, Mason is finally telling us the donkey story and says, hello, gentlemen. That'll be the end of the pleasantries because this story, as requested, is a doozy and the opposite of short. Honk, honk.
This is a good program.
And that's what we're trying to get
There's
to by the
no
end of the day.
There's no fat on this.
No, dude.
Every
word was necessary.
We
the
can't
sound,
cut.
Power of the soundboard is...
Yeah. Dude, it really is. Like
I'm being very genuine. I'm like, anytime you think there's even going to be a lull for half a second, you're like,
no.
We thought of something.
Yeah.
We have a horn you didn't even know about.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to come into play until an hour into the show.
Yeah. There's pages in here.
That's
pages.
That's incredible.
Like, we don't even know what's in here anymore.
Oh, wow. It changes.
We got fart sounds in here.
That's incredible.
You need a fart?
What was that? I'm sorry,
the guy who didn't know about
farts. Wait, what is that sound?
What is that?
Can you play that one more time?
Yeah. Play it again.
That's a funny sound.
Are you
That's like
familiar?
A wind instrument.
No.
That's a trumpet.
This is when air passes through your
The story
body.
Is set in rural Tennessee. That's what I'm assuming TN is. Is that Tennessee?
That's right.
On a farm in Manchester, the day after we spoke on the phone for the first time. This is like Stranger Things.
Can I interrupt you
sure,
one time,
sure,
and then I will not interrupt.
Listen, he's been on the table. Move
again.
On.
No, it wasn't about that. Once he started showing me the board with the buttons.
Started getting interested.
There are, well, I just want to get this out of the way so that I can like give you my full attention.
For sure.
But you started playing around with it, and there are three buttons at the top of the board that I didn't even know buttons could change screens. But there's three buttons that have... Is that John Cena's face?
That is actually a different John. That's John Travolta.
Oh, it's John... From here, it looked like John Cena.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, it's John Travolta. Okay, same question.
Do you want to try one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just... It was so distracting.
Yeah.
That
I know, and it's a juicy button, isn't it?
And there's an ET button I see now, but I'm just gonna press.
Go ahead,
and then I just was like, I want to be present,
sure.
for the story,
right? So you're gonna have to get it out of your system.
I felt myself being
it was
so drawn to the what I thought was a John Cena button, but it's a John, which is even funnier.
Same guy.
All right, here we go.
You're going for the middle one. It looks like, but the other doesn't.
Kind of fun, yeah.
Gonna hit the other ones.
Okay.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Well, you might as well go three.
You gotta,
three,
you gotta.
Right?
Finish the sequel.
The other one makes Steve spit on the table.
Dazeem.
And this one's not even for me, but just for the people in their car who are like, but what was the ET button?
Yeah. Oh, they're familiar.
Now I'm going to read it as fast as possible. The story is that somebody was going to be somebody was going to be somebody.
This is like spitting on the table, but for your ears.
You're gonna want to stay away from that Travolta.
This story is set in rural Tennessee on a farm in Manchester the day after we spoke on the phone for the first time. I get a call for a home removal of a goat. Shout out to Scream. Near the beginning of my day, I'm running the business solo at this point, and my dispatcher had neglected to ask about the weight of the goat. No big deal. The biggest goat I'd ever picked up was about 100 pounds, and there'd be someone there to help me load the pet up, so I thought it'd be easy peasy. But I couldn't have been more wrong. I arrived at the farm to meet the client who contacted us, a sweet and gentle man, probably in his 60s, with a distinct accent, showing that English was not his first language. We spoke about his farm and what we brought him here for a while, and I discovered that he had spent the majority of his life in Spain and relocated here to be closer to his son and grandchildren.
It's been...
I was concerned because, like, you guys don't know because it cut out, but we had, like, we were on all cylinders.
We were.
I'm not even being sarcastic. We were in the pocket.
Yeah.
For this story.
Yeah.
And now we're rehashing the story, which we have to do, but it was like we can't recreate the magic.
No. Right?
And thank God you have that.
Would you say we're back to the same?
I think so. Yeah, I think that. It's like, I didn't know there was an emergency.
That's why that there's a little picture of a fire extinguisher on that.
In case of emergency.
Break glass, it says. You want to press it? It's right there.
Please
I'm
don't
not
do
touching
it.
Shit.
Don't do
so,
it.
But just so you know, that's the Bare Naked Ladies button right under ET.
Okay.
So if you ever feel compelled, you can push that button.
It's right. Not this one.
Whoa. That's the I went there button?
Yeah.
Mason goes on to say, it's an interesting facet of the job that I'm often present for the few times that farmer-type hardened men drop their facades and truly open up to me in their grief. It's a powerful thing that truly fascinates me, so we spoke for a good while. Yeah, someone talking about there. That's Shel Silverstein.
Yeah.
But it is interesting to think about, like, people, because their pets are sometimes part of the family, and they feel a family member. Sure.
Totally.
And but that's interesting to feel that sad about a donkey going away, right? Like, it's just as much a family member as, like, a dog or a church mouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not often we get to think about that. Dude, losing a dog is like losing a cow.
Yeah, dude.
In a way.
Yes. Well,
this is a goat.
Yeah,
as far
it sure
as
we is,
know.
Dude.
As far as sure linearly, is. This is a goat at this point in the story.
Right.
Once done, I asked him if he'd show me where the pet was.
It does kind of ruin the story, doesn't it?
Why? Because you said it's a donkey.
No, us saying it's a donkey ruins
the
this version
that
of the story.
Yeah, because we already read it. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a donkey. He thinks it's a.
Well, he said it was the donkey story.
Yeah.
So there's a donkey somewhere.
It's like the opening scene of Star Wars. And like Skywalker
looks
is
like my dad.
Sorry, I got a missed call from my dad, Darth Vader. They're like, is that going to tip the thing?
Yeah.
No.
Leave it in.
That's anyway, how we're telling this story.
Let's kind of putz around the universe for a little while.
So he says, he asks him to show him where the pet is so he can get to work. He walks me around the side of a newer looking wooden barn and points to the corner. And what I see is not a goat, ladies and gentlemen.
You'll never get it.
The reveal is...
Ha ha ha.
See these ones? These ones, the files are gone. I don't know what happened to those files.
It plays the second half of the story.
It's a donkey. Like a 450-pound donkey. Could you do that? Could you lift a 450-pound donkey on your own?
No.
No.
What if your baby was trapped under?
What if your baby was stuck under?
I wouldn't let that happen.
Smart.
You don't know.
That's a good dad. You're
that
gonna
is
be
a good
dad.
So I try.
I don't know everything.
Yeah.
But I read Dr. Spock.
You know,
and it said, "Hey, don't let your baby get crushed
don't
by
ever.
A large
Dude,
dead
rule
donkey.
Number one or two.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the American version of a dingo ate my baby. A donkey crushed my.
A donkey
baby.
Crushed my kid. Yeah.
I try and not let the panic wash my face as I say, sir, I was sent here for a goat. He points to the donkey and says, yes, he's goat. I point as well and say, goat? Yes, goat. Sir, that's a donkey. Donkey? This is like, who's on first? Burro, a burro. Oh, yes, donkey, I'm sorry. At this point, I have to explain to the gentleman that I only came out here equipped to
Wait,
remove
was that
a
Shrek
goat.
And Costello?
Shrek and Costello? Was that Laurel and Shrek?
Murphy and Myers?
There was a time it almost been too long to say it.
Dude, that was and like then, the last when you dive in and yeah. the elevator shuts.
Yeah, yeah, you got it. No, you got it.
Shrek and Costello. Just throwing it.
Right?
Yeah.
So he says, right. At this point, I have to explain to the gentleman that I only came out here equipped to remove a goat, right? Come on. Who comes out equipped to remove anything but a goat?
And what would that even look like?
And he had only paid for the removal and cremation of an animal under 100 pounds. That Classic. Would mean that his bill just got $1,000 and one front loader rental more expensive.
Now, do we think he did this on purpose? You think he was trying to save a few bucks, or
yeah,
you think he didn't like know the difference between a goat and a donkey being a farmer?
They probably told him, like, how many pounds is this animal?
Yeah.
He
it's
said,
a donkey.
He said, just take my hamster and go. A riff
Whoa.
That we're doing
a
for
riff
the
from
first
the
time.
Yeah.
We don't need to say this.
Just start rehashing
Kevin, can
old
rehash.
Riffs.
What were the jokes? You remember?
No, go, go, go.
I can fix this.
He says, one of the hardest parts was trying to maintain an air of professionalism and sympathy while using construction equipment to flop a dead weight donkey onto the back of the truck. I wish the man well. He thanks me and apologizes for the confusion. His name was Manuel. Strap in. We're only halfway through, guys. This is the point of no return, okay?
Jackpot.
We're almost there. So, the donkey does not fit in the crematory. I wish I had a wah, wah. Why don't we have that?
Kevin?
So, I have to gather myself and go to a Harbor Freight hardware store to try and think through the awful problem of dismantling this donkey. I'm looking at the reciprocating saws and what I'm sure is a completely crazy look on my certainly gray face when an associate approaches me to help.
Okay.
He asks me what kind of project I'm handling, and I tell him that he really doesn't want to know. He laughs that off and implores me to tell him. I reiterate that he really doesn't want to know, but he insists. So I pull out my business card and explain that I run a pet cremation business and my predicament.
The I like how he was like, before I tell you this, I'm going to show you a card.
Who I am.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that definitely better explains it.
Yeah.
That'd be a good cover, though.
Yeah.
That's true.
So if you're out there.
It almost makes you more suspicious.
Yeah.
That you got the card out. Yeah. And you're, yeah.
That's like blood on the card.
The card out?
You're like, the back of this says alibi.com.
It's like,
yeah, the important information is on the front.
Yeah.
It
was a 500 prints with promo code yeah. juice.
Was it Vista print? Alibi?
The man's face goes deadly serious, and he says, Well, this is the saw that you'll need. It's not the best, but it's cheap enough for you to get rid of after rather than keeping it. These blades will do better against the bone. You'll actually want some give instead of it being rigid. We also need to get you some plastic sheeting and a poncho. Do you have access to a good tow chain? Tow chain! Perfect. At this point, I'm just completely dissociating and letting this man who seems really fucking calm about all this load up my cart with whatever he thinks I need. I check out at the front with this Dexter grab bag.
Dude, he's kind of excited about it when he's bringing it. He's like...
Right? Oh, I got this. Yeah, he can't wait to help murderers out.
You're going
to
love this one.
Yeah. He's helped murderers, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah, so many times. And he's good at it. And he memorized all the shit that you need.
He says when he notices that John is waiting for me at the front door, smiling, making direct eye contact. The guy, I guess his name is John. As I try to leave, he reaches out to shake my hand. And as I do, he pulls me in close to whisper in my ear. Now, if you can't get through the bone, just expose the joint and smash it with that ball peen hammer I put in there for you, okay?
He threw in a ball peen hammer. He threw in a ball peen.
Well, he threw in all the things he might need.
Why did he bring him in close?
He was like, he brought him in close. He was like,
definitely thinks it's a murder.
Big time.
Tell me how it felt.
Tell me how it felt.
Tell me how
it felt. Come back and tell me how it felt. I get up at 9 p.m.
I threw in a camcorder from 2002 in there. Why'd you film it? Tell me how it
felt. John in some circles is just known as Shovels.
Yeah. Oh, you want Shovels?
You need to go to Shovels.
Yeah, Shovels knows what to do.
He'll take care of it.
Yeah, my grandma died last week.
Yeah.
You're going to want to talk to Shovels.
Yeah, yeah, that's a Shovels problem.
Wow, that's fucking crazy. It is at this moment I realize that John is probably the last thing a few people have seen. And I get the fuck out of there. The rest went surprisingly smoothly. I smashed up that donkey real good. No, I say that to save you and the listeners from any truly gory details. Aww. But I enacted a policy that day to make sure that all the goats in the future aren't donkeys and I don't go to Harbor Freight anymore. So there it is, the story my lovely Katie wanted you to hear. Thank
Holy
you both
that's a great
for
story.
Being so kind. It truly made our trip. And Mike, you were hilarious at the belly room.
Yeah.
Huh?
Nice. Hear that, Brad? You piece of shit.
Big ups for never going near that raft bucket. Is that a bit?
Oh,
you did?
Yikes. No, there's a show called the Riff Raff Show. And in one bucket, there's riffs. You pull it out and you talk about whatever's on the paper. And in the other bucket, it's like dares that you have to do. And if you refuse to do it, your turn is over and everybody boos you and you have to leave.
What's in there?
It's like, wacky, wacky
like,
shit.
Like what? Like any examples?
The most popular one is called Nut Punch.
And wow. Someone comes out and gets to punch you in the nuts? I will never. Why would anyone pick from that one?
A lot of people do it.
Because really? They're like, fuck it, I don't have any bits, I don't have any jokes.
Yeah, how much do you suck at ripping?
Just fucking punch me in the nuts.
Yeah.
I gotta leave here with a bang.
It's insane.
Let me get ahead of this bomb real quick. And why don't you just sock me in the nuts?
Maybe that's what it's for.
Dude, he pulls out a riff and it's like, favorite flavor of Squeeze It from the 90s. Whoa, Squeeze It. Those are crazy, huh? Guess I'll reach over here. Yeah.
P.S. I kept a bit of the donkey's ashes in a little keychain urn.
Never forget.
So I always have just a little pinch of ass on me.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, yeah. Good sense of humor on the pet mortician.
We had a good bit about magicians at the Harbor Freight.
We really did.
Home Depot magician, the
Very
key
good.
Guy making keys.
Yep.
Yeah. Is there any way to salvage any of that for like a before the banter?
Video.
Yeah.
Before the banter could, yeah. You could just put subtitles on it or something.
Man, because we were all having a great time.
We were in the pocket.
Yeah.
Guys, that didn't ruin nothing but a little... It was a little bump in the road.
Amen.
But now that we're at the very end, let's do one more quick plug for everybody and say goodbye. Brad?
Bradley?
It's been...
About 20 minutes since somebody hit stop.
As soon as you went out of your way to go, like, just so you know, it is this button. I haven't heard a word you said. All I could think was I gotta hit that button.
It's a good one.
All right, Brad, where can people see you, find you, hear you?
BradComedy.com is my website. GoDaddy, don't tell this one.
No.
They don't listen past the sponsor.
Cut that out. All right. BradComedy.com, that's where you can get my email list for road dates. Follow me at BradWentz on Instagram. And the special's on YouTube or vinyl, or you can listen to it wherever you get comedy albums.
I got to scoop one of those records.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, guys.
Of course. This is the most fun I've ever had.
Dude, next time you come... Yeah. Come bring one of your records and we'll give you one of ours, right?
Hell yeah. We'll do a record swap.
We'll do so, and then we'll sit and we'll listen to them. Yeah. And that'll be the podcast.
We'll stare at
quietly.
Yeah.
No laughs.
No soundboard to save us.
Real fast, May 11th, trying new material in the Improv Lab. May 12th, me and Steve are in Salem. Tonight, Westside Comedy Theater. Tomorrow, two shows at the Comedy Store. May 31st, Surrounded in San Diego. And June 2nd, Surrounded in the main room of the Hollywood Improv. A lot of those tickets are on MikeFalzone.com, a Squarespace website. And some of them are on Improv.com. And look around the internet. You'll find them. We put all the shows in the story section of our Instagram and my Instagram. Follow us, Mike Falzone, Steve Zaragoza. What's your Instagram?
Brad Wenzel.
I just won 250,000.
There's no 10. I've just won 200. Now it's time to do the impression.
It's time. Are you ready?
I'll go first.
Just the end part or the whole thing?
The whole thing.
Okay, well, let me play the whole
thing.
Do
your impression of this podcast.
Let me play the whole thing real quick.
Yeah.
I just won 250,000. I'm not joking.
I've just won 250,000. I'm not jerking.
Oh, that was real good, huh?
That was good.
I've just won 250,000. I'm not jerking.
Am I up?
Yeah,
you
are.
I just won $250,000. We're not joking around here.
I'm not pulling your chain.
It's like we were in the store.
Too much to do.
Kev, you want to try one or are you out?
I just want 250,000. I'm not joking.
That was a little Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
It was.
Wow. No more fan mail.
All right, well, guys. Thank you so much, Brad. You were wonderful.
Did you record any of this?
You were a wonderful. No, this is the rehearsal. Yeah. This is the tech rehearsal.
Yeah. Dude, you made it.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You were a real fun guest, dude. I like that you played around with our weird shit.
Absolutely. This is the most fun I've ever had.
Please come back, for sure.
I will. We'll
have more buttons for you to push.
I would love that.
Was this more fun than Conan?
Yes.
Whoa!
I'm not joking. He's not joking.
And as soon as you guys are off the air, I will pivot.
Whatever
show I'm doing then.
Yeah.
That's show business, baby. All right. Well, thanks for listening, guys. Bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.